You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Hi, Clinton here. Welcome to our first ever question, answer, and comment episode. First up is a question for you, Professor Grinplay. All right.
Hey, Comedy Forecast. This is Jeremy calling from Singapore. I just want to ask Mr. Professor Grinplay about how the atomic bomb works, because I'm quite interested in it. So I hope that Mr. Professor Grinplay would help us with this bomb thing. Yeah. So that's it. I'm done. Bye-bye.
I get asked that question all the time. And by all the time, I mean never. Well, Jeremy, an atomic bomb uses a process called fission. Not to be confused with fusion, which is that odd mixture of jazz and rock music. You start with an unstable element, like your average MySpace page. You know the ones I mean, the ones with all the music and flash animations and 5,000 friends. Next, you surround this unstable element with TNT and blow it up. This makes the unstable element unstabler and sends trillions of neutrons smashing into each other, releasing lots of energy. The whole thing looks like a nightclub around 1 a.m. Unless, of course, the club is playing fusion music. In that case, all the neutrons are sitting around wondering if it's more of a Miles Davis influence or something more contemporary like Planet X. Well, I hope that answers your question, Jeremy, because I certainly can't remember what it was.
Thank you, Professor.
Oh, it was nothing.
I know. Now, I have a few for you, Danny.
Hi! Danny Hillcrest here!
Shh!
Hi, Danny Hillcrest. This is the management of the AMC nearest you. And we would like to say that you cannot get free movie tickets because you never stay long enough to see the entire movie. You kind of watch the trailers and then you think that you saw the movie, and that's just not appropriate to be leaving during the trailers. So please stop asking for free tickets because you're a movie reviewer. Thank you. This has been the management of the AMC.
Oops, my bad. I was sending a text message in the middle of that. But I think I got the gist of the idea. They want me to review my nearest AMC theater. I love it. On a scale of 4 stars, I give it 2 thumbs up.
Next is an email. It says, why is Danny so annoying sometimes? And where did you get your camera? Contact me. Signed, Chris.
I'm annoying?
Sometimes, according to Chris.
Well, Chris, I'm sorry about that. I'll work on being more consistent. And now, did Chris mean where did I get your camera? Or where did you get the camera you gave me? Because I know that you don't have my camera because I don't even own a camera. Which would make it hard for it to be the opposite way, camera-wise.
Congratulations. You're well on your way to being consistently annoying.
All right!
Speaking of my camera, I have a few questions here for the specular MSB 4500.
Shoot. That's a little camera humor.
Yes, very little. These questions are from Edwin. Dear camera, how many megapixels do you have?
It's not the number of megapixels that matters, it's how much you can enlarge it. Really. It is. Trust me.
What's your favorite movie?
Howard the Duck. I have no idea why. But, speaking of movies, did everyone go see Spider-Man 3 6 times like I asked? Remember, I get 0.00000005% of the gross.
Next question. Do you have a credit card?
No. I am a camera. Get a grip on reality.
And last question for you. Do you ever wonder where and who your parents are?
Actually, my mother is the voice synthesis software in a GPS system. And my father is the Hubble Space Telescope. I don't get to see them very often, because they both travel a lot. It's quite sad, really. So please, have pity on me and go see Spider-Man 3 again.
And finally, a few questions from Mika. This first one is for Ham. I want to thank you for taking time out of your hectic schedule to be with us.
Get on with it.
Dear Worthington Hammond Chesterfield III, what up? You have not been here since episode 84. Are you using your father's vast fortune and taking a vacation in Hawaii?
Look, I'm not rich. The closest I've been to Hawaii is setting up the spliced pineapple chunk display at the grocery store. The only surfing I do is at the free terminals at the public library. To me, the big island is the oversized concrete platform at the Gas and Grub where I pick up my 29-cent hot dogs.
Stop! You're killing me!
What?
You're just too funny when you kid around like this. But in all seriousness, do you think you're inspired now to take your private jet and go flying off to the South Pacific?
No, it's inspired me to take my used Razor scooter to the dollar store.
Enough. And there's time for one more from Mika. Dear Derek, what did your dingity-dang Dell HP laptop reincarnate into? I think he's referring back to episode 96.
I'm not really sure. I didn't...
Ringity-ring. Hold the phone there, brother.
Not now, Rory.
But you're not answering the question.
Well, it's just a bit embarrassing.
Tell the truth.
All right.
It shall set you free.
My laptop reincarnated as an automatic nose hair trimmer.
Perfect for any occasion, if you never want to be invited back again.
Well, fortunately, that's all the time we have. We'll see you next time.
How come no one had a question for me, Jake Filibuster?
I wonder, Jake. I wonder.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Hi, welcome to or welcome back to the after the episode portion of Comedy Forecast. Just two quick reminders for you today. First, if you're looking to save on your piece of the internet, check out GoDaddy.com for domain names, web hosting services, and more. And be sure to use code BLU7 when you check out to save 10% on your entire order. We'd appreciate it. And second, we're still collecting names to be put into a hat to give away those two Transformer DVDs. You can enter now through June 23rd, 2007. Check out episode 113 for the details. Talk to you again next time. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.